With me, I have the Lima Valley coach, Peter Wilson. Today, unfortunately, I was hoping that we would be interviewing him as Lima Valley had won championship too, but a 23-all draw here in Derry, with thanks to a penalty in the last minute by the home side, means that in 2 weeks' time, Lima Valley go to Grosvenor, and 2 points will see them through. So hopefully that is the case. Peter, I suppose mixed feelings now.
Yeah, mixed feelings. I think the draw was never on the bingo card. It was either going to be a win or a defeat. But we were really confident going in. We had a really good week of training. Unfortunately, Derry put it up to us today. They performed really well. But listen, it's a part of sport. We know that is going to be the case, especially on a bit of a derby day as well. So we said to the boys at the very end, it's just our part of our story, one of the pages of the books, as we say, and that page is all about building resilience, and our young group will really learn from today, and it just means that our season is going to be extended for another couple of weeks.
But the thing is that there's everything to play for in the last game, and of course that's the big thing about it. I mean, if you had lost today or whatever would have happened today, and you couldn't have gone in 2 weeks' time. I'd say it was a very good game, and I suppose, to be honest, talking to a few of the people, I thought in the 10 minutes after half time that you would have put the game away, had your 4 tries, and probably been able to relax. And because the pressure, the longer the game went on, the pressure for that 4th try was catching up with you.
Yeah, 100%. I think that was the wee window of opportunity in and around 40 to 60, and we just couldn't find that cutting edge. Countless line breaks, carved them open a fair few times, but we just couldn't get the ball over the line. But that's something that we'll be able to watch the video back and see why that was, and then hopefully put that in the training pitch next week and the week after.
Certainly that time Sam Mackey went through, I mean, where we were standing, as far as I was concerned, he was over the line. You were in a better position to see it. Was he that near?
Well, I was actually at the other end of the pitch, but my other coach was there beside him, and just that wee final edge, it probably was very common, probably 2 or 3 times in that wee period, and Sam just was caught up short, and I was sort of looking at what's going to happen next phase and where the best space was, but unfortunately we just couldn't get the ball there. I think Derry at that stage forced a turnover and then scrambled out relatively well, and that's something today they did well. They fought for each other, which was impressive to see at times, and that's something that we go hard after as our point of difference. And listen, we'll fight for each other again next week and the week after, and hopefully we can get that job done up in Gibson Park in Belfast.
Well, the thing is too that, I mean, you can certainly get the job done in a couple of weeks time, because when you move up to Championship 1, you know, it's going to be a completely different game, and a game like here today might be something that the boys can look back on and realise that if you don't take your chances, you don't get a second one.
Games like today's are massive learning opportunities, and that's something that we really do prioritise in terms of personal, individual player development, along with trying to build the whole piece collectively too. So like, we'll not leave any stone unturned for Grosvenor, and then we'll hopefully put them to the sword in a couple of weeks. But it's sport, and it just goes to show that you just need to go and earn it every single week, especially away from home.
But I mean, overall, if you think now back from the start of the season, I mean, it's been a tremendous season for you, and to score so many tries and win it, that's, you've only lost 2 and drawn 1, I think, isn't that right?
Yeah, lost 2, drew 1. It's been a great season. July 1st is when we started. The boys have bought into everything we've threw at them. We've tried to add variety in everything that we do. They're a genuine group of friends, which really does help, and they'll go out tonight this evening and still be together, still be amongst each other, and that's something that really does set us potentially apart from the rest of the teams in our league. But next season we definitely want to be in Championship 1, and we've got a group there more than ready for it, potentially with a new couple of faces in the door as well, so we're looking forward to seeing what that brings and the layers of development that can bring to us in terms of what next season looks like. But as I say, Gibson Park in 2 weeks' time's our priority, along with finishing off our second 15 season. Another group of boys there that continuously are pushing the grades and trying to make their way into our first 15. So that's a big part of what we're trying to build and who we are.